Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Well, the Christmas rush is really in full swing now, even more so than ever after 2 years of restrictions. A lot of businesses rely on a good old Christmas bounce to boost sales. But how significant is the festive period for Irish business? We'll take a closer look at this. I'm joined in the studio by RTÉ business journalist Adam Maguire. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, how
good
are
to
you?
See you. So the retailers then, they're the ones we would expect are the biggest beneficiaries of the Christmas bounce.
Yeah, we're in what's often referred to by retailers as the golden quarter, the 3 months from October to December, when they do a huge amount of their business. According to Retail Excellence Ireland, somewhere in the region of €5 billion is going to be spent in shops during December alone. That's out of a total annual retail spend of about €30 billion. So you're talking about the guts of 17% of sales in one month. But of course, for many, and especially this year, the Christmas shopping season starts before December. So if you extend it out a little bit and bring in the end of November and Black Friday, you're probably looking at somewhere north of 20% of the money that a retailer takes in a year, going through the tills and the cash machines and card machines, all over maybe a 6 week period. So huge amount. And when you're talking about a sector that deals often very slim margins, it's really make or break for them. It can be the difference between profit and loss. One of the claimed, although it is disputed, one of the claimed origins of the term Black Friday is that, you know, post Thanksgiving sales were when American retailers went from the red to the black, and that's why they call it Black Friday.
Now, when you look at who's getting this bounce, it depends on what you're selling, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah, it does. Depends from shop to shop, it'll differ. So unsurprisingly, toy shops do an incredible amount of their business at this time of year. Toy Industries Ireland, which is a kind of a pan-European lobby group for the toy industry, which I didn't know existed until a couple of days ago, it says that in some countries, Christmas accounts for as much as 60% of the annual revenue of a toy shop. So absolutely massive. But really, it's not just toys. Anything that's kind of giftable goods will do well at this time of year. So it's a good time for book publishers and in turn bookshops. Jewellery shops do well, department stores as well. Pharmacies are another retailer that do quite well at this time of year, because a lot of them now offer hampers and gift sets and perfumes in addition to the normal medicines that they sell. And I'm told that clothing shops can do well, but it depends on the type of clothing shop, the market they're selling to. Those that might be known for occasion wear are probably going to do particularly well this year. That's a market that pretty much disappeared for the last two Christmases because people weren't socialising, but it's expected to bounce back quite strongly this year.
Yeah, I wonder what they do though with all of that sequined stock on the 1st of January, because some of the other shops that you mentioned, you might be able to sell hampers or perfume or toys in January quite easily.
Or it might keep for a couple of months, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah,
sequined dress, no, you're selling that off.
yeah, putting into storage for a year.
So outside of those businesses then that you mentioned, what are the other types of businesses that do well?
Well, it's a good time for a lot of the kind of services and hospitality sectors of the economy. So the pubs are an obvious example of that. The Licensed Vintners Association told me that December is by far the most important month for its members. Revenues are usually 2 to 3 times what they'd see in an average month, so really, really big. And with no COVID restrictions this year, they're expecting things to be back to where they were in 2019. Interestingly though, depending on where you're pub is will actually dictate what kind of trade you see and when you see that benefit. Mm-hmm. So if you take an urban area, for example, the city centre pubs are likely to benefit at the start of December.
Yeah.
People going in for work dues, maybe they're in shopping and they pop in then for a drink or a bite to eat after doing that. But as we get closer to Christmas, the trade shifts then out to the suburban areas. So people still want to go out, but they don't want to go all the way into town and they want to stay kind of closer to home. And so it picks up there. And that boom in demand runs all the way through then to the new year. But the problem is that almost overnight, it goes from the best time of year for a pub to the worst time, because January is a terrible month for the pub trade. You know, people are maybe a bit strapped for cash after their festive excesses. There might be a few New Year's resolutions or a dry January pledges thrown in. So it's a very lean month, January, for pubs. So it's kind of like hibernation. They stock up in December in order to get through what's going to be a difficult start to the year.
So you need to make it in December to get through January.
Exactly. And it's similar for retailers as well. January tends to be a bit quieter for them too. And what they are selling is probably at a discount. It's probably in a January sale, so they're not making as much as well. So that is a common trend, that it's a boom in December, but it kind of tails off a bit then in the start of
next
year.
Same then for restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. They expect to be facing a difficult start to next year, particularly given the current energy and cost of living crisis. But The Restaurants Association of Ireland says that it is seeing a pickup in sales so far for Christmas this year, which they welcome. They say it's particularly notable at the higher end of the market, customers trading up on kind of extras like wine and things like that, which I suppose is a bit of anecdotal evidence to how the cost of living crisis is hitting people differently. Some people aren't really feeling it, whereas others are feeling it quite a lot. They're also seeing a bit more spending on the corporate credit cards. Say that's actually up on 2019. Perhaps a bit of pent-up desire by employers to treat staff or even clients in a way that they weren't able to do for the last 2 years.
And hotels then, do they do well at Christmas? I suppose people either having a little pre-Christmas break or buying a voucher for somebody.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of a mixed bag for hotels because their bread and butter is obviously selling rooms, but it tends to be kind of quiet on that front. So if we go back to 2019, it was kind of the last normal year we have stats for. Fáilte Ireland says that room occupancy in Ireland, in Irish hotels, was just below 56% in December 2019. So not far off half of all rooms being available over the course of the month. And it compares to around 87% in July, 89% in August 2019, which would be the peak of the tourism season. So a big, big difference in the number of rooms available. There are still tourists coming to Ireland during December, during the last few months of the year. And the CSO says there were 1 million arrivals in the final quarter of 2019 who came for holiday and leisure purposes. But it's a lot less than what we'd see, obviously, at the peak of the season. And they tend to stick to the main urban areas. They tend to stick to the tourist attractions rather than, you know, travelling around the country like they might do in the summer. And hotels in those kind of urban areas also benefit from domestic trade because, as you say, you might have people treating themselves before Christmas. You might have someone going to the city for a concert or for work to or to meet friends and saying, do you know what, I'll book in overnight rather than going all the way home. But really, hotels benefit in other ways at Christmas. The restaurants and bars obviously do well, like a normal restaurant and bar. But as you say, vouchers increasingly is big business for them, that they're selling those as gifts. The Irish Hotels Federation says it's an increasingly important part of its members' business. The Blue Book told me that they take in 20% of their year's revenue in December of last year. They expect it to be the same this year. It's really this time of year, and then the summer, what they call wedding months, are when they do the bulk of their business. Yeah, sort of for voucher sales.
Then on the other side of this, you have the businesses that are entirely reliant on Christmas.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a few examples. The obvious one that springs to mind are Christmas tree growers. Apparently somewhere in the region, 500,000 Christmas trees are grown in Ireland for sale each year. The market is worth about 21 million euro. And it's not just the growers that benefit from that. You also have the retailers. You have, you know, people who transport them. I've heard of some companies that will bring the tree to your house and then take it away when you're finished as well. So all these little ancillary businesses that benefit from that trade. But for many Christmas tree growers, it's their main or maybe their only source of revenue for the whole year. So they basically make their money over a 4-6 week period leading up to Christmas, and then they have to budget that out to cover them for the next 46 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
And considering it takes 10 years plus to grow a tree for sale, it's a lot of time and a lot of effort that you have to spread that money out to make sure that you keep the business going
before you get it back. And the businesses then that don't do so well this time of year?
Yeah, there's a fair few of them. I did say retail does well this time of year, but it does depend. So certain retailers will not do so well. For example, furniture shops don't do much trade at this time of year. They will be busy fulfilling orders, but they're orders that were made maybe a couple of weeks or even a couple of months ago and are only getting kind of processed and fulfilled. Now, there aren't too many people going to a shop to buy a suite of furniture or a dining table a week or two before Christmas, in part because they know they're not going to have it in time for Christmas and they may as well wait for the January sales and
maybe get
a better price instead. Similar hardware sales, certain types of furnishings like flooring don't do too well. Again, you're not going to be, you might be doing a little bit of a, you know, freshen up in the house, but you're not going to be doing a major job unless you absolutely have to. So that trade tends to tail off. DIY shops do kind of cover that by selling a lot of Christmas decorations and all the paraphernalia. So, you know, they're not quiet, but they're not selling certain types of products. And another one that you might think about, opticians don't tend to do too well this time of year. Again, unless you really have to, you're not going to be too bothered going to your optician. You say, I'll wait until the new year and I'll do that then, you know.
So. To consider opticians.
Yeah,
there you go. Think of your optician December.
Yeah, quiet one for your opticians.
And other parts then of the economy that go quiet?
Yeah, well, I suppose similar to the furniture and the DIY, any real big ticket items tend to cool off during December. So you're not likely to go out and buy a new fridge or a dishwasher in December, unless you've had a disaster and your one at home has broken down.
Because if you needed one, you probably would have bought that around the Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Or even earlier than that. And again, you'd be worried about, well, will I have it in the house in time? Car sales tend to crater at this time of year as well. Now, most sales do take place in January and July anyway. So most of the months are a bit quieter, but December is particularly bad, in part because people are just going to wait for the new reg in January. If you are going into a dealership, you're probably putting a deposit down on a car for next year. If you look at the stats from the society, to the Irish motor industry. 387 cars were sold last December. In 2019, it was just 224 cars. That's about 2% of the total car sales for the year in 2019 happened in December. So really, really quiet. And similarly, the property market quietens down a good bit too. Now, if you look at the stats, you might not think that. The Central Statistics Office property price data shows that December 2021 and 2020 were actually the busiest months for property purchases in the last 12 years. But what you're actually seeing is a clearing of the decks there, that these are deals that were agreed weeks, months before then that are getting actually officially registered as sold. They've gone through all the contractual stuff and they're getting made official in December. So they're not actually happening then. But you can tell then the fall off, because if you look in the first 3 months of the following year, then you see property prices or property purchases falling significantly. They're the deals that aren't being done in December. It means then it's a quieter January, February, March for property sales. So like last December, there were nearly 5,200 dwellings registered as sold. In the January after, it was half that. So it falls significantly because December is that much more quiet. And it's reflected as well in the mortgage approval figures. Banking and Payments Federation Ireland says that if you have an application in, started months in advance, mm-hmm. it will be kind of officially approved in December, but then you see January is a big drop off because those applications weren't being started in December.
So probably what you're seeing is not many houses going on or apartments going on the market in December, because it's not considered the best time to
it's not a good time.
There.
And people aren't actually making a deal and going sale agreed. They might be going sold where it's officially registered to sale, but they're not going sale agreed in December because they're, you know, the properties aren't going up and people aren't actually going out looking at them either.
And then just going back to the cars, December probably isn't a high selling month. I mean, the stats prove that, but it's probably an important month for tire kicking, would you say?
It is. And you hear this if you, you know, run radio ads, for example, from November really on, you start hearing, you know, about the next year and, mm-hmm. you know, register your interest and all that. So dealerships will be looking to get people in to actually, you know, have a look at the cars and maybe put a deposit down, but they're not actually making the sale until the following, and the car isn't being registered as sold, which is when obviously it comes up on the stats, until the January of the next year. So you will see January is always the busiest month of the year for car sales, but December as a result of that is always the quietest.
So the ones who are doing really well across the board, they just need to make sure that they make that money stretch, because they could have a tough
year. And particularly this year with people being extra cautious, that it is an expectation that, you know, January is always that bit quieter, but there's an expectation it might be particularly quiet this year.
Adam, thank you as always. Adam McGuire there. Now coming up next, Phil Smith from UCD will be exploring Saudi Arabia's plan for this extraordinary 170-kilometre linear city. He'll tell us all about it after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.